May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I just continue to be nourished to this story, because there's so much here. Jesus said that he would give her living water. We know from John 7 that the living water is the person, the indwelling person of the Holy Spirit. And he says that living water will become like a well in you, springing up into eternal life. That again, eternal life isn't just something that lasts forever. As you've heard me say before, every person lives forever. So in that sense, everybody has eternal life. You're either going to spend forever separated from God or forever in the presence of God. But when Jesus uses the word eternal life, he's using the word like John 10:10, I came that you might have life that lasts forever, but it's a life that's more abundant. As a matter of fact, John 17 and 1 John 1 identifies eternal life as a person, not as something. And so we don't have time to go through all this, but let me tell you what eternal life is. Eternal life is the result of something the Holy Spirit does in us. And what the Holy Spirit does in us is he pours out in us the love of the Father and lives out through us the life of Jesus. That's eternal life. And to walk in that conscious experience that's going to forever grow of knowing the love of the Father in you and the life of the Christ being lived out through you by the Holy Spirit, that's eternal life. And that's changes and transforms every human being. And so this is what Jesus offers her. And he says this interesting thing to her. He says this, he says, whoever drinks of the water, this water, the well, he says, whoever, and he says, his answer is that everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. Now I love the term he uses here, everyone, no exception. And the water of the well there that he's speaking of is just whatever the world has to offer. Not just the yucky, sinful stuff, but anything the world has to offer. That nothing that the world has to offer, whatever relationship it might be, whatever wealth the world might offer, whatever prestige or position or power, there's nothing the world can offer that can totally satisfy and make fully alive a human being. We were created for more than that. Those are all just extras. And her life was a living example of that. She'd been married 5 times. She was now living with a person. And yet Jesus is saying to her, you're still thirsty. Not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually and every other way. Now, I like the way Christ said that. I want to study that more, because you could just write a book on that. Because people are fooled all the time. Well, no, if I could just get that, I know I could be happy. I wouldn't be like them if I just had enough of that, or just the right marriage, or just the right this, or just the right children, or just the right home, or just the right neighborhood, or just the right position, or just the right respect or prestige. If I could just get enough, I know I could be happy. That's the whole world. The whole world's bent in that direction. But Jesus said, everyone, there are no exceptions, who think that any of those things can give you life and life more abundant, because you're going to come up thirsty every time. You're going to have more and more and more. It's an unsatisfying addiction. But then he says, but whoever, I love that. He's a whoever God. God so loved the world that whosoever believes. He's a whoever God. And see, I believe that Jesus chose the woman at the well, the Father did, for 2 reasons. One, this woman whose life was a scandalous mess, who'd made a mess out of her life, he wanted to reveal by impacting her how good the Father really is. He wanted everybody to see this is how good the Father is. That his love reaches even to the most scandalous, broken life. He's just good. But the other thing he wanted to demonstrate to everybody still, the story's ours too, right? Didn't just belong to the people in Sychar, but he wanted to demonstrate to them, if I can satisfy her thirst, you're one of the every ones who stay thirsty because it's never enough. If I can transform her life, I can transform your life. God just does things that way. But here is the thing I want you to hear. Jesus said to her, whoever drinks of the water that I offer them, he said, that person will never thirst, but will become like a well, springing up into a life where you're experiencing the love of the Father that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Spirit, and the life of Jesus being lived out through you in union with him. And he says this, your future, he's speaking to the woman at the well, this is true for all of us. He says, your future, your destiny, your joy, your happiness, your fulfillment, your satisfaction, your sense of worth and purpose, your future isn't determined by where you've been or by what you've done, but by where you drink. Period. If you're drinking from this water, you'll always be thirsty. If you're drinking from the water, the gift that I offer you, you'll never thirst again. Now hear that. Because the devil would like to tell you that your destiny is determined by where you've been. But Jesus said, whoever drinks, and uses her as an example, it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter what your story has been. Where you've been does not determine your future. It's what you drink from, where you drink, that determines your future. And he said to her, and it's a gift. If you knew the gift that I offered and who's speaking to you, you would have asked me. I love that because you see, a gift is not a reward for the deserving. And it's not something that's withheld from those who are undeserving. A gift is simply something that somebody else paid for out of their graciousness. And they offer it. And all you can do is believe in it and receive it. Those are two of the most important things I'll ever say as a teacher. That your future is not determined by where you've been, but where you drink now. And that it's not for the deserving. It's not a reward. And therefore, you aren't disqualified because you think you're undeserving. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.